A mother from the Yukon village of St. Mary's was awarded more than $250,000 in a medical malpractice suit that arose after complications from a boil her son had. From member station KYUK, Shane Iverson reports.
A mother from the Yukon village of St. Mary's was awarded over $250,000 in a medical malpractice suit that arose after complications from a boil. The mother, whose first name is not being released by her attorney, filed suit in 2007 after her 14-month-old son became unresponsive from complications arising from sepsis, also known as MRSA and commonly manifested as a boil on the skin. The suit was filed against the United States government for medical services performed at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's sub-regional clinic in the Yukon village of St. Mary's. The mother took her child to the clinic twice to have the boil treated. There, they received only a hot pack and medication.
He had a very serious condition. He developed MRSA because of the abscess, because the abscess was not incised and drained. He then went into septic shock and end organ failure.
That's the plaintiff's attorney, Michelle Power, with the private firm Power & Brown in Bethel.
He's lucky to be alive, quite frankly, and we're gratified that the trial ended in a verdict for this child.
The United States District Court for the District of Alaska entered a verdict of nearly $240,000 in the case. Judge John Sedgwick found that the YKHC Health Aide breached the standard of medical care by not incising the boil and draining it.
Because the physician assistant didn't follow the standard of care, and that this little boy suffered so that it was appropriate to award money to this child and to his mother and to pay back medical costs.
YKHC is the health care provider for 58 tribes in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. As a tribal organization, it administers health care on behalf of the Indian Health Service, which is why it was the United States government that was sued. Judge Sedgwick ordered that the government pay the Afghan family almost $89,000 in economic damages and another $145,000 for non-economic damages. The family was asking for more, hundreds of thousands of dollars more, but Sedgwick ruled that the plaintiffs did not prove that the health aide acted recklessly or was grossly negligent. He wrote in his decision, quote, "The failure to incise and drain was based on a rational, if in the circumstances faulty plan, that in other situations might have been appropriate." The Afghans were also seeking compensation for an undisclosed neurological disorder that they say was caused by the complications from sepsis, but Sedgwick said in his ruling that that disorder was not caused by the sepsis. The Afghans' attorneys say they have until next week to appeal that decision, but they have not yet decided if they will.
That report from KYUK's Shane Iverson in Bethel.